Today's episode, the Saline Valley Salt Tram. Just to the east of the Owens Valley, over the crest of the Inyo Mountains, lies the great desert expanse of Saline Valley, one of the most remote areas in the entire United States. Prior to its inclusion in Death Valley National Park during the park's expansion in 1994, the stark and barren landscape was the site of numerous mining ventures over the past many decades. 16 square miles of the Saline Valley floor were covered with salt to a depth of about 30 feet, and the salt was of such purity that it could easily be used without processing. By 1900, people in the Owens Valley were bringing the pure salt out with horse and wagons over a difficult pass in the Inyo Mountains. In 1911, Bishop Attorney White Smith began selling stock in a company whose purpose was to mine the pure Saline Valley salt on a large commercial scale. To bring the salt out, Smith would build an elaborate 13.5-mile tramway up and over the 8,000-foot summit of the Inyo Mountains and down to a terminal near Keeler, a 7,000-foot climb. By 1913, the tramway was completed and transporting salt, and was the steepest tramway in the entire United States at the time. Gondola cars carrying 800 pounds of salt each traversed the tramway at the rate of 20 tons per hour. Workers would often ride the exhilarating tramway to and from their jobs on the salt field. A total of 30,000 tons of high-grade salt was brought out over the tramway's short existence. The high cost of the construction and maintenance of the Great Tramway prevented the Saline Valley Salt Mine from ever being a profitable venture. The tramway operated only intermittently from 1913 until 1936, when the Great Depression hit and the gondolas stopped forever. Today, the remains of a few of the tramway towers can still be seen on the drive up the old road to Cerro Gordo. The road of life has many dips and hills, but as long as we can always dream, we know we'll keep moving forward, as told in the many tales along El Camino Sierra.